My name's Jonah Bacon, and I'm into metal.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and he is not my friend.
And this is
Shot of Jack.
Some time ago, I started a project called Severed Fifth. The idea was inspired by the changing culture of the music industry. We're starting to see more and more bands releasing content under Creative Commons licenses, and many were starting to draw the connection between giving music away and success. The way I viewed it was that these bands already had existing reputations built on the coattails of the traditional music industry, so their new free culture approach was already destined for success. You know, if there's one thing that fans are going to love, it's free content. Now, Severed Fifth was my attempt to investigate whether somebody with very little reputation in the music world, in other words, me, could generate interest and success by releasing their music under a Creative Commons license right from the beginning. So, I recorded a full solo metal album, where I played all of the instruments and the vocals, I recorded it in my little home studio, and I released it. A bunch of Shot of Jack listeners have been asking for a bit of an update on this and a discussion about the project, but traditionally, I felt a little bit uncomfortable about doing this because this is not Shot of Jono, but Shot of Jack. But now it seems apt to discuss this as the next part of the project is about to begin.
So, you recorded an album which was called what, by the way?
Denied by a Rain.
Recorded the album, put it out there, and you got people listening to it, certainly, as I recall, but how do you actually think it went? Did you have metrics, ideas at the beginning of the project? You thought, I would like to have 10,000 downloads, or I would like to get mentioned on 25 blogs or whatever. Did you actually have something to measure up to, or did you just say,
No, not at all. I mean, it was in my mind, I didn't have, like, you know, a set of goals or targets regarding numbers. What I was keen to see was really, the thing I was wanting to, I was hoping for the first album was that people would look at the project and say, that's a cool idea. Like, my goal was, irrespective of whether the album was going to be successful or not, whether people liked it or not, was that people would say, this guy in England has released his music under a Creative Commons license, and I think we should do the same for our band. And just encourage people to say, you know what, if you release an album, people will listen to it, and there's benefits to releasing the album under a free license. So that was my real goal. And there was definitely some, within the communities that I'm a part of, there was definitely some chatter and buzz about it. I mean, it was blogged, I think, 15 or 20 times, something like that. But this was all before, really, Facebook kicked off, and this was really before Twitter kicked off as well. I didn't have a Twitter account at that point. So, it didn't really harness the social networking side of things. It was just put out there, and I socialized it in my various communities, but not really much further afield.
Right. I mean, the impression I got, ignoring the fact that I know you, I was kind of peripherally involved around the edges of the project. I think if I didn't know you, but I was still involved with the same communities, I'd have probably heard a bit about a Severed Fifth. I'd been, oh yeah, that's that thing that Jono's doing where he's doing an album or something, you know, well done. But the impression I got was that it didn't reach out beyond the communities you're already involved in. So people knew about it, and GNOME people knew about it, but metal people didn't know about it. You didn't actually get into a musical community in any way. You just picked up metal fans who were Ubuntu people.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And part of the problem with this was it was kind of vicious timing, because I'd written and recorded the album in pretty much June, July, August sort of time. And then I moved to America in September, and I released it literally, I think, just before I'd moved to the US. So I moved to America, I was getting married, and also the thing that really affected Severed Fifth was O'Reilly offered me the book deal for The Art of Community. So that wasn't something I really wanted to turn down. So what happened is that my spare time, which was entirely populated by, you know, living in a new country and Severed Fifth, was now dominated by having to write a 350-page book in 5 months. So that really affected the ability to spread it. So I think what happened with me was, if I'm being honest, was I took the easy route. I basically spread the word throughout the communities that I knew, but I didn't really go after the new communities. I didn't really go after the metal world. I didn't go after the different Creative Commons communities that I would have liked to have done, just purely because I just didn't have enough time.
Right, okay. I mean, There's obviously two phases to the thing. There's actually creating the album itself, and then there's getting people to listen to it. And the point of the project, the point of the 7/5 project, was to see whether you could do something new in the music industry. I mean, you already knew that you could write songs and you could record them. You'd done that before. You'd done that with a band. You'd done that solo, whatever. So given that the point of the project was to reach out and touch more people with Creative Commons music, and you didn't do a very good job of that, do you feel like the project failed a bit?
I don't think it's so much failed, but more that it didn't really reach its full potential. So I consider that 7/5 definitely had some success, because part of the reason why I take that is because a lot of people ask about 7/5. Like, I find a lot of people, like, the thing that's really surprised me is, like I say, I didn't use Twitter at all for 7/5, and now I'm using Twitter, and I've tweeted a few times that, you know, I'm working on the new album. A lot of people have been saying, oh, what's going on with 7/5? So a lot of people have expressed some interest. So I see that as a measure of success, the fact that people are aware of what 7/5 is. But I think the fact that it's not, it's within our community means that it just didn't reach its full potential. The thing I'm happy about is, in many ways, that it worked out the way it did, because what I've learned is recording an album and releasing it is the easy bit. The really hard bit is the publicity, and that's the thing you need to really think about. The thing I've learned is I spent all this time planning and recording and getting the album perfect for me, but what I didn't plan really as effectively was the publicity. Like, I basically thought, I'm just going to go out there and go make a shitload of noise, and it'll work, and it'll work in a guerrilla kind of way. You know, people will spread it further afield. But what I needed to do was really sit down and figure out a strategy for how I'm going to do that, and that's what I didn't do. And now I've learned that. So I think for the second album, I'll be more successful in pushing it further afield because of that.
It seems very much like after The Cathedral and the Bazaar was published, you got an awful lot of boosterism about open source, and people got the impression that you could just say, I'll take my project, I'll make it open source, and this army of contributors will rock up and help me write code. I won't have to do anything other than say, I have an open source project, and millions of people will come and help. And that's absolutely not the case. Most projects are built by 5 or 6 people. And the impression I have is that, not just with you, but with an awful lot of other stuff as well, if you're releasing stuff under Creative Commons, you get exactly the same thing. You don't get a million new listeners just because your music's free any more than you got a million new coders just because your code was open. And so given that, what have you learned from this? You say you need to do better at publicity, but what does that actually mean?
I think what I need to... the reason why the publicity was more limited was that basically the publicity output represented the time available I had. So basically any spare time that I had, I was working on 7/5. So the thing I've learned is, you know, make more time available. So don't take on major projects. You can't write a book and promote an album at the same time and have a job during the day and get married, right? But it's just unfeasible. Something had to slip, and 7/5 was the thing that slipped.
Interesting minor question then. Presumably you could reach out to a larger potential audience if your music wasn't already limited to quite a narrow audience. I mean, you wrote a death metal album.
So
you're already pursuing quite a small community. Do you think that did you a lot of harm? If you'd made some slightly more accessible music, would that have helped?
If I'd have written a Britney Spears-ish kind of record, I think that it would have been much easier. Yeah, I mean, the style that I'm playing is pretty brutal and inaccessible in itself. I think it would definitely focus further afield. The second album is actually much more accessible. There's like regular singing on it, and it's a bit more rock and roll as opposed to death metal.
Okay, so 30 seconds. Talk about the new album, where people can go to learn about it.
So what's interesting about this, so the new album is, I've written about 3/4 of it. I'm going to be recording it in probably late July, early August. 7/5.com is where I'm going to be announcing. I haven't actually announced the new album officially yet. I've just been talking about it on Twitter, but I'm in the process of updating the website. I'm also going to be recording it live on Ustream. I'll actually be having the recording session streamed live. And not only that, but also I'm going to be releasing the album, but also the individual tracks in the album so people can remix it as well.
Right, okay. So, if you listen to the original 7/5 album, or you're interested in knowing, you are interested in talking more about what the second album's going to be, then go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot. Leave your comments about what you thought about the first album, what you want to see in the second album, what you think about the idea of Creative Commons music. Have you ever seen anyone actually be successful with it other than Radiohead, who don't really count?
Yep, and you should also go to shotofjack.org/discuss because there's other ways of getting involved as well. I mean, talk to us on Twitter by using the shotofjack hashtag. And if you've got any ideas or feedback about the show in general, then you can email us from shotofjack.org/discuss as well.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.